Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're visiting with Steve Wunker, the Managing Director of New Markets Advisors, a global consulting firm focused on innovation. He was responsible for one of the world's first smartphones, pioneered the mobile marketing and commerce industries, and partnered with a longtime colleague, Harvard Business School's Clayton Christensen, in building the consulting firm InnoSight. He is the author of three award-winning business books. He's also the co-author of the new book, The Innovative Leader, Step-by-Step Lessons from Top Innovators for You and Your Organization. And Mr. Wunker, we thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure, and thanks for your time and coming out to be with us here today. So first of all, for starters, what inspired you to write this book, The Innovative Leader?
You know, there's a lot of books out there about how to create great ideas and even what you might do with the ideas later on. But there's not a lot out there about how you become an innovative leader yourself, how you innovate in your leadership style, how you bring innovation into your organization, particularly not ones that are really actionable. So I wanted to have an actionable how-to sort of guide about how to make both yourself and your organization more innovative.
And to take this even further, what would you say makes a leader innovative? Who wouldn't want to be innovative?
So it starts with them. They have got to have a style that is both innovative for themselves and that rubs off on the organizations. So start with being connected. If they are not well connected to the marketplace, then it's sort of pointless because they could lead in the wrong direction. Some of that means reading market research, but it also means being out there yourself, getting out of the conference room and talking with customers or suppliers or business partners to make sure you know not just where your business is now, but where it's going to go. They need to be a role model on the sort of innovative behaviors that you want people to be exhibiting. Should they be questioning? Should they be experimenting? You need to be a little audacious about your goals and push people. You need to be decisive about things, not immediately once you learn, but ultimately you need to really be decisive. And then finally, you need to enable the organization. Even if you're in a tiny organization, not all the great ideas are going to be yours that just come to you in the middle of the night. And so enabling others to have a real conversation about innovation is quite powerful to do as well.
Great feedback. Appreciate that. Thanks so much. Now, I'm sure listeners would want me to ask you this question, so I'll do it now. Who did you speak with for this book to find out their secrets?
So we went out and we did 50 interviews of innovative leaders, and we wanted it to be a broad sample. So some of them are names you know, like Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft, or the CEO of Levi's or Panera, for instance. But then we also talked to the head of a school, a leader in a church, leader of innovation in the U.S. Postal Service. And then we talked to entrepreneurs, both at unicorn tech startups, but even at a dry cleaner. We really believe that you could be an innovative leader in any walk of life. And what we wanted to understand was how people apply it differently, but also what's in common. What is the common formula that they follow that others can follow too?
Really do appreciate your visit with us here today. We're speaking with Steve Wunker, the Managing Director of New Markets Advisors, a global consulting firm focused on innovation, and the co-author of the new book, The Innovative Leader, Step-by-Step Lessons from Top Innovators for You and Your Organization. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, if you don't mind sharing some of those secrets with us, that would be awesome.
So there is a common formula that people did follow to make both themselves and their organizations more innovative. And we found it is as simple as ABC, which corresponds to aspire, build, cultivate. Set a really clear innovation aspiration for your company. It's not an end of itself. It's a means to an end. So what are you actually trying to achieve from a business perspective? And how does that tie in with very clear goals and boundaries for innovation? Then build. What are the mechanisms that you use to come up with new trends, new ideas, and then where do those ideas go so that they don't just languish and die, but how do you actually assess them and kill off the ones that aren't going to work? And finally, C, cultivate. How do you cultivate behaviors and culture in your organization to be sustainably innovative? Even when you can't drive it yourself, you can trust that those behaviors and those hundreds of daily decisions that you yourself can never make.
Now tell me, is there a formula for how people can be more innovative themselves? What's your thought on that?
So that actually starts with what I was alluding to a little bit before with a formula we call CREATE. So the CREATE stands for connected. You need to be connected to your marketplace. You need to be a role model about the questioning, the experimenting, the associating in different fields. You need to be evolving. You can't just say this is the destination and it's going to remain that way for 20 years. You got to look constantly at what your market is going to do. A is audacious. Go and push the boundaries. That also means being decisive. So once you've set some goals and you've experimented a little bit, make a decision and commit. That is often the most important thing rather than it being the exact right choice. Commit and be audacious about it. T is 360 thinker. It's not just about the product. It's your service experience, the way you engage with customers, the way you bring in customers, your supplier relationships, your internal processes, all the dimensions of innovation that are out there. And then last is E, enable. Enable the rest of the organization and make sure the behaviors that you're exhibiting are ones that facilitate that happening so you're not just the source of all great ideas and their execution.
Now, let's say that an organization is not innovative. So what can they do about it and get started in turning things around?
So start off first with understanding why you're not innovative and setting a very clear innovation direction. So I mentioned we talked to the head of innovation at the U.S. Postal Service, which, I mean, it's a wonderful organization, but it is not going to be tops on anybody's list with being one of those great innovative organizations. And yet this was this man's job. So he went out there and he set a very clear innovation aspiration that the Postal Service is in the marketing business. And its real competition is not just UPS and FedEx, but it's all forms of digital marketing and product fulfillment. So looking at it that way, they could really draw the box a lot bigger than the ones that they were operating in and start coming up with very useful innovations that are useful not only for businesses shipping products, but for consumers like us. For instance, finding out through a service called Informed Delivery, which you should check out, it's free, where you can find out on your email what is going to be delivered as mail to you that day. It's really handy.
Really some great insight and information shared with us here today, and we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Of course, we've been speaking with Steve Wunker. He is the co-author of The Innovative Leader, Step-by-Step Lessons from Top Innovators for You and Your Organization. If listeners wanted to get more information or actually pick up the book and or to get more information online, where's the best place to do so?
So the website for the book is innovativeleaderbook.com. And there you can actually find two surveys to take. They're free. One is a self-assessment of your own skills as an innovative leader. And then the second is an assessment of your organization. You can actually have teammates in your organization take that survey too. So innovativeleaderbook.com. And then the book is available basically wherever business books are sold. I'm happy to say we are the number one new release in our category right now on Amazon. We're doing quite well in several categories, actually, including in entrepreneurship. We're number 9 right now in entrepreneurship right after the book's release. So it's a great sign of future success.
It certainly is, and that's pretty awesome stuff right there. Listeners, again, draw your attention to the show notes where you can pick up this link as well. It is innovativeleaderbook.com. Mr. Wunker, all the best, and we thank you for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks so much, Eric. Appreciate it.
And you're certainly welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Steve Wunker, the Managing Director of New Markets Advisors, a global consulting firm focused on innovation, and the co-author of the new book, The Innovative Leader, Step-by-Step Lessons from Top Innovators for You and Your Organization. And for further details, visit InnovativeLeaderBook.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.